I want to say something privately, publicly. A lot of people in glass houses throwing some stones during the commercial break. All right?
No, we not.
We all do what we do around here.
Hey, we know you are just outlandish.
Listen, we are all waiting to find out some injury news specific to John Allen. It didn't look great. I don't want to speculate. We'll see. When a guy gets announced as out right away is generally a bad thing. I want to go around the league here, but I think we got to start with Aiden Hutchinson, who was just off to a monster start to the season, and I believe he was leading the NFL in sacks, and that looked rough yesterday for Hutchinson, and you just kind of, you hate to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's not playing this year, and I did see, I think it was Rappaport had a tweet that like, hey, the good news is we expect him to be fine for the start of the 2025 season. Mm. Apparently, that clip was going around, and it was pretty gruesome. I don't watch those things when they happen. I know there are sickos out there that do. Good for you. Enjoy it. But the Hutchinson injury was a big deal. Watching last night, though, B, so Hutchinson leads the NFL with 7.5 sacks.
Wow.
You know who's second in the NFL with sacks? Sexy Dexie, Dexter Lawrence.
Oh,
that's an interior guy.
Interior.
And, dude, he's even more of like a traditional nose almost.
But I always say.
Donald and Jones are more D tackles. Like, yeah. Lawrence is almost a straight-up nose.
But just because you're inside don't mean you can't go to the quarterback here once
sure doesn't. Sure doesn't.
You don't have to just eat up space. Get rid of somebody and go get the damn quarterback.
I was thinking about this, and tomorrow, I'll tease it right now. Tomorrow we're going to have this trade deadline discussion that everybody is in such a damn hurry to have, including Jeff and Ahmed and everybody else. We'll have the discussion. You got some hypothetical trades to throw our way? We'll talk through it. I think this team's 4-2. They still have a long-term vision. I'm not sure how fast any of this is going to happen, but tomorrow's trade deadline Tuesday, Lamphill. We will discuss the trades. I can't help but think of a team like Detroit, though, B, where they are much further along in their we're chasing a title vision because they've had to pay some guys. Mm-hmm. St. Brown's getting paid, Goff's getting paid, Sewell's getting paid. Like they're at a different stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Detroit was to make a play to try to get an elite pass rusher, whatever's going to happen with the Raiders, with Davante Adams, seems to me it's pretty clear he ain't going to play for them. So you should probably try to trade him.
Yeah.
He's missed two games with a hamstring.
With a mysterious hamstring.
Yeah. If they sell Adams, do you think they would also sell Max Crosby? And then what? That trade market would be through the freaking roof. It'd
be through the roof. But you got a defensive coach. And Max Crosby don't look like he's getting tired anytime soon. I could see them fighting to keep him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you got defensive coaches. They are very sharp pitchers with these flamboyant receivers anyway. You know, get him the hell up out of there and get you something for him. But Max Crosby, I can see helping your team 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
Yeah, but that Raiders team. So, I mean, the Raiders yesterday, I think it was somewhat competitive. It's hard for me on a game day to know because I'm just so immersed in what the Skins are doing. But Raiders lose 32-13 at home. Steelers crowd completely took over that building.
They do that to everybody.
They're going to do it here. I'm going to let everybody get prepared. Like,
I'll say this now. The Commanders fans have been taking over some stadiums.
They were good yesterday. And they didn't take over, but they were well represented.
They had a lot of them in that damn stadium, bro. Way more than I expected.
Do you buy the Steelers? The Steelers are now 4-2.
I'm not going to say
they're extremely limited.
The thing about the Steelers, it's not about what I buy. It's like what we know. No matter what that team has, they are competitive against people all the time.
I know this. If you're Vegas, the path to victories is not Aiden O'Connell throwing the ball 40 times. That ain't it. Now maybe I just don't know what Vegas has, and that if I was in charge of Vegas, and I'm not, it'd be full sell mode. I'd sell Crosby. He's an absolute dog, and you want him forever, but that team has Very, very little.
But see, the thing like, like, start over. This is the thing, though. Football, you change. You back in it next year. Year after next. Football is not like baseball and basketball where, like, you get rid of all. You can keep Crosby, and he could be a vital part next year. They'll be back. They could be back at it. It happens quickly in football.
We're seeing it. We're seeing it up close and personal. Going around the rest of the league yesterday, Caleb balled out. The Bears look pretty good. London game. Jacksonville also might be god-awful. Trevor Lawrence, dude, I don't know what you got there. Drake May made his debut for the Patriots. You know, with Drake May, I think this is what you're going to see. It's a lot of boom or bust. They got smoked by Houston at home. May ended up going.
Stroud is good.
Yeah, I mean, his day was highly efficient. Mm-hmm. 20 of 31 for a 192 with three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Mixon went for 102 on the ground on 13 carries in his first game back, almost 8 yards a pop. Damian Pierce, if you go back to when your boy Cully was maybe it was the year after Cully. Whatever, Damian Pierce, his rookie season was a baller. Mm-hmm. Then they got Mixon, and Pierce has kind of been not getting a lot of work. But when you're up 20 in the fourth quarter, you get some work. He went 8 for 76. Drake May specifically, though, 20 of 33 for 243, three touchdowns, two picks. Mm-hmm. I watched just highlights. I didn't even really watch this, but you kind of saw the full experience. He's going to make some really athletic plays. He's going to make some big throws. He's going to make some bonehead mistakes.
Yeah.
That's a rookie. See where that thing goes. It's kind of interesting.
He added 38 on the ground.
You know who isn't really getting discussed, but they might be quite good? Packers.
Well, the Packers have shown – Jordan Love, the Packers have hit gold when it comes to picking quarterbacks.
It's unbelievable.
Jordan Love is damn good. And that receiver, number 9, I can't think of his name right now, he stays open. I mean, all you do is throw it up, he runs under it.
Is that Watson or Dobbs?
Dobbs had a big one yesterday too, but Watson just seems to be open all the damn time.
Jordan Love in that game – 22 of 32 for 258, four touchdowns and a pick. And Josh Jacobs is giving him good work on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, dude, it's kind of crazy. If you look at the NFC.
Remember, we thought the Saints were real.
Not real. Now, they also had a backup quarterback going, that Spencer Rattler, who I suppose looked pretty good.
They scored 27 in one quarter.
They gave up 51.
They didn't score in the other three quarters at all, though.
Rattler, 22 of 40 for 240, a touchdown and a pick. Baker, 24 of 36, 325, four touchdowns, three picks. Bucks win 51 to 27.
You threw three picks.
You imagine going into the Superdome and dropping a 50 on them?
But you throw three picks and you still won 51 to 27? Damn.
Yo, Bucky Irving, 14 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Who's S. Tucker? Jeff, figure out who the hell this
is. For who?
Bucks running back is S. Tucker. Chris Tucker?
Sean Tucker.
You ain't got no job.
Sean Tucker from Owings Mill, Maryland.
Really?
Yep.
Local
went to
boy.
Syracuse. 5'10", 205.
He went 14 for 136 in a touch yesterday.
22 years old.
Local product, Howard County, stand up. I don't know that this is wild. Out west, you've got the Niners at 3-3, the Seahawks at 3-3, Cardinals 2-4, the Rams 1-4. I think San Francisco overtime is going to emerge out there. We'll see, though.
They got talent. Thing about them, they stay hurt, man.
Yeah.
The thing about San Fran, they don't just have injuries at a particular position. They're all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, some people will have, my linebackers are banged up this year. They're banged up everywhere.
NFC South, Falcons and Bucks are both 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play all these teams. Panthers are totally cooked, 1-5 coming to town. Saints 2-4, I don't know what they got. NFC East, dude, Commanders are 4-2. Eagles are going to have to fire Sirianni. I don't know when it's coming, but that dude ain't making it through the year. Mm-hmm. Find me a website I can bet on that, and I will bet on that. Dallas gave up 50 yesterday. The Giants, you know.
Giants scored 7.
I understood why Daboll was so aggressive last night, but it bit him.
He was aggressive and he got 7 points.
Hey, on fourth downs, they were super aggressive. Listen to this. Washington has a positive point differential, plus 33. The other three teams in the NFC East all have negative point differentials. The Eagles are minus 6. The Cowboys are minus 42. And the Giants are minus 25. But, B, I don't think we would have expected this. The NFC North, all four teams over 500. 5-0 Vikings, 4-1 Lions, 4-2 Packers, 4-2 Bears.
Yeah. They start playing each other again soon.
And both the Vikes and the Lions have already had byes. So
they may be beating each other up a little bit, too.
Going to be interesting,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Going to be interesting. You know what else? We got to make some bets when we return.